good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, slancha.
A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. Some Romulan ale wouldn't do us any harm. Some Romulan ale wouldn't do us any harm. Some Romulan ale did me harm last night. What a hangover. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. And a Orion slave girl wouldn't do me any harm. An Orion slave girl wouldn't do me any harm. An Orion slave girl can do whatever harm she wants. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A nice red shirt wouldn't do us any harm. A nice red shirt wouldn't do us any harm. A nice red shirt wouldn't. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. Unless we're wearing a red shirt. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Oh, they're so cute! We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. But God, I wish she would. Me too. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. But it might give the franchise a reboot. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was yours truly. It's from my newest CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure. I should be getting those CDs any day now. It is A Drop of Vulcan Blood. And yeah, they should arrive any day now. I think the 30th, June 30th, 2010 is your last chance to sponsor the album. And you get a t-shirt, a CD, and my eternal thanks. So please, if you want to head over to yearofthekilt.com, you can sponsor the album. Now, I have news, and for the past 2 weeks, I've been teasing you and saying, I'm going to share with you some cool, uber cool news, and it's not about the Dr. Demento show. However, that is what this show is actually going to be about. I'm actually going to delay it one more week. And you're going to have to suffer a little bit longer. My apologies, but that's just the way it is. So last week, I was reading online that Dr. Demento moved his show to internet only, and I was severely sad to see that. He used to be broadcast all around the world. I first heard him in Vicenza, Italy, listening to the American radio station there, and it was such a... he was such an influence to so many people, including me. And, of course, he was the person who found Weird Al Yankovic. And because of that, I said, I wonder if he'd be interested in doing an interview. So I dropped him an email and he said yes. And so last week I got to sit down, well, on the phone and chat with Dr. Demento, the great Dr. Demento. And I was so thrilled to talk with him. So this show is, I decided to do a tribute to, well, Celtic comedy music in honor of the great Dr. Demento. So it's a little bit longer than normal. The interview will come after the first set of music. Before that, I want to make sure that you hear all the news. Again, I do have a Celtic CD summer sale blowout. Go to CelticMusic.org or follow the link in the show notes, and you can basically get many of my CDs for just $9. This is a great deal. I don't know when, if ever, I've done a $9 deal, but this is your opportunity to take advantage of that. So head on over there and order some CDs. Order them for some friends. This helps me because, well, I need to sell CDs. And typically, summer is kind of a slower time. So I decided, let's give this a shot. But it also helps you. It helps you. You can buy Christmas gifts right now. Think ahead. But it's a great deal. Head over to CelticMusic.org. And you can get those. Also, while you're at yearofthekilt.com, I am offering now free stickers. The stickers read Kilted for her pleasure. And they look just fantastic. And I'm really excited about them. In fact, I have, when you order them up until the end of the month of July, you're going to get a few extra stickers in the process. You're going to get one from the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast and two or three of my other stickers. And that's just for free. You can send in a self-addressed stamped envelope. However, if you want to, help out, pay for the stickers, you can buy 10 of these Kilted for Her Pleasure stickers, give them to your friends, and then, hand out these stickers, these other stickers as well. You'll have a bunch of stickers in the process. It's an awesome deal. And two more things. The show, I'm very proud to say, is now being netcasted on CelticRadio.net. If you haven't been to CelticRadio.net, it's a great Celtic radio station, all online. They have a lot of great music. In fact, you can go over there and listen to a bunch of my songs and make your song request and help me climb up the charts there. It's a great way to help me out. So, one last note, I have a whole bunch of Celtic comedy songs in this show, and I want to know who your favorite Celtic comedy songs and artists are. Head on over to pubsong.com and post a comment in the show notes. That's how I want to get these comments. So post it there, and I will approve your comment. And turn that into a regular thing. If you have any thoughts about this show or any of my podcasts, then head over to those respective websites and, post your comments. So there's a really good reason for that, too. And that's partially because I also decided this week that markgun.net, which was my Celtic folk club, this is no longer ago. I decided to let that go because Ning.com was changing their pricing schedule. And it just wasn't affordable. Not enough people were using it. So if you want to keep interacting with me, then a great place to do that is in the show notes or, obviously, Facebook. I spend a lot of time with Facebook. That may change in the future, but that's where we're at right now. A couple weeks back in show number, 58, I mentioned my baby, Heather Kinsey Gunn, who is being born, and a few people saw the registry at Babies R Us, and they ordered some gifts, and I was blown away, and I really thank you, everyone who sent us a gift. I really, really appreciate it. If you want to do the same thing, the registry number is in the show notes, and I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. In fact, I'm going to see if I can put together a little, maybe a couple little lullabies as a thank you gift that I will email you. So thank you again, and we are blown away. Thanks. So meantime, let's play some music. Next up is a fun song by one of my favorite Celtic bands. This is Keen. It's from their CD, Everything's Fine, and the song is called Blame the Viking. Here's Keen. Who left the water running? Why are there no ice cubes?
amazing toothpaste from the middle of the tube. Who opened up the mail, left it in disarray? Who left the car in neutral before it rolled away? Will you blame me? And I blame the Viking, and I'm pretty sure that answer must not be to your liking. But it's not a game, I'm not avoiding blame. The Viking said he did it, that he's sorry, that he's ashamed. Who used a metal fork in your new Teflon pot? Who drank right from the bottle of the milk that you just bought? Who tracked their muddy boots across the brand new rug? There's a stain on the coffee table from a giant coffee mug. And you blame me, and I blame the Viking, and I'm pretty sure that answer must not be to your liking. But it's not a game, I'm not avoiding blame. The Viking said he did it, that he's sorry, that he's ashamed. 'Cause I know a Viking, but you don't believe me. And maybe if you met him, this would be a lot more easy in the end. Sure, he's a bit clumsy, but he's not imaginary. And he's relatively nice for a bloodthirsty mercenary. He's not pretend, 'cause that Viking, he's my friend.
Stro, 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 Stro.
Who never cleans their dishes? Who left the oven on? Who uses pens on crosswords and gets the answers wrong? Who left the sink all covered with clippings from their beard? Who got you pregnant last year and then just disappeared? Will you blame me? And I blame the Viking, but I'm pretty sure that answer must not be to your liking. But it's not a game, I'm not avoiding blame. The Viking said he did it, that he's sorry, that he's ashamed. But I know a Viking, and you don't believe me. And maybe if you met him, this would be a lot more easy in the end. And sure, he's a bit clumsy, but he's not imaginary. And he's relatively nice for a bloodthirsty mercenary. He's not pretend, 'cause that Viking, he's my friend.
Stro, 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 Stro.
Drink beer from skulls, and they never wore horned hats. And if I don't know a Viking personally, then you tell me, how the hell did I know that?
Stro, Stro, Stro.
How the hell did I know that?
Stro, Stro, Stro.
Not imaginary, and he's relatively nice for a bloodthirsty mercenary. He's not pretend, 'cause that Viking, he's my friend.
Oh, the devil in hell, they say he was chained, and there for 1,000 years he remained. He neither complained, and nor did he groan, but decided to start up a hell of his own. Well, he could torment the souls of men without being shut in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making of this great land. The Lord, he said, yes, I've plenty on hand, but it's way down south on the Rio Grande. And to tell you the truth, the stuff is so poor, I doubt it'll do us a hell anymore. The devil went down, looked over the truck, and he said if it came as a gift he was stuck. For once he'd examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for a hell. But the Lord, just to get the stuff off of his hands, he promised the devil he'd water the land. For he had some old water that was of no use, a regular bog hole that stunk like the deuce. So the grant it was made, and the deed it was given. The Lord, he returned to his place up in heaven. The devil soon saw he had everything needed to make up a hell, and so he proceeded. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so the man that sits down must wear soles on his pants. He lengthened the horn of the Texas steer and added an inch to the jackrabbit's ears. He put water puppies in all of the lakes, and under the rocks he put rattlesnakes. He hung thorns and brambles on all of the trees. He mixed up the dust with chiggers and fleas. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you by buzzing its wings. The heat in the summer's 110, too cold for the devil but too hot for men, and all who remained in that climate soon bore stings, bites and scratches and blisters galore. He quickened the buck of the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede, and the wild boar roams in the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that we've got for a hell. He planted red peppers beside the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and you will shout, I've got hell on the inside as well as the out.
I was having a jar in Pat Flanagan's bar, 'twas only last Saturday night, when in walked a chap from a US coach tour, the kind you can tell by sight. He stepped up to Flanagan tending the bar and pulling some pints as he should. As he slapped a rude hand on the counter, he yelled, "Hey barkeep, give me a bud." "Young fella, you're drinking in old Ireland now, and we have no American brew. We've got Guinness and Murphy's and Beamish and Harp, and I might find a Smithwick's or two." The tourist responded, and still much too loud, "You ain't got a bud, well up yours. Guess I'll have to make do with the second best then. So barkeep, make it a Coors." Well, Flanagan's really a patient old man, and quietly he explained once again about porters and lagers and ales, although his composure was strained. "I'm telling you, lad, we've no Bud and no Coors, no Miller, no Red Dog or Schlitz." The American sat there becoming enraged. I thought he was going to have fits. "Then give me whatever's the closest you've got to American beer," he rants. So Flanagan cheerfully picked up a glass and sauntered right into the gents. He pulled in the chain, dipped the glass in the bowl, and came back all done in plain sight. "This is close as we get to American beer. Be glad I flushed, now it's a light."
A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now we've no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Dragons.
And virgins.
Oh, right, right, and virgins. Yeah.
Dragons. Virgins. The physics alone just boggles the mind.
Huh?
Just kidding. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them and slowly gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I'd like to be shed you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by, cause I can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecued wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly gulping down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly up and down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
I am a dragon, please listen to me, for I'm misunderstood to a dreadful degree. The psychology needs me, and I know me place, but I'm fighting extinction with all of me race. Well, I came to this village to better me health, which is ever so poor despite all me wealth, but I get no assistance and no sympathy, should a pertinent questioning shouted at me. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favor a snack into perilous plot, and me teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Kind almost all of the year. Vegetarian ways are now mine out of fear, but a birth means sweet, some sure you'll agree. And barbecued wench tastes like candy to me. As it happens, our interests are almost the same, so I'm really quite skillful at managing game. If I age your men, would your exes decline? Of course, not the rest would just make better time. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favorite snacks with perilous fuck. Can we keep with a can, me trim got a pot? Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. The number of babies a woman can bear has limits, and that's why pruning's done there. And an orphan's a sad sight, and so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for lunch. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favorite snack to perilous front. My teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snack to perilous front.
You savor them slowly going down on the pot.
Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
My favorite snack to perilous front.
You savor them slowly going down on the pot.
Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
My virgins taste better than those who are not.
My favorite snack to perilous front.
My savor them slowly going down on the pot.
Yes, virgins taste better than those.
I've heard it's better than those are not. I saw three emergency what seems like my thought versus better than those are not.
And that was my old band, the Brobdingnagian Bards, with the Do Virgins Taste Better medley. It's from our CD, Affair to Remember. Before that was American Beer by Seamus Kennedy, another fun song. It's from his CD, A Smile and a Tear. And before that was an awesome song by Ed Miller, The Devil Made Texas, with the Irish Washerwoman, a.k.a. Do Virgins Taste Better, the Lads of Duns, and Duns Ding Ah. It's from his CD, The Edinburgh Rambler. All those CDs you can find on CD Baby. If you follow the link in the show notes, well, you help me out. So any of those external links in the show notes, whatever they may be, you know, click them. And, you know, you'll help me out in that way, too. That's a great way to support the show. Go to pupsong.com to do that. Now it's time for my interview with Dr. Demento, and I'm just so thrilled with this interview. So enjoy. Welcome to the Pup Songs podcast. And let me start by saying, I think it was in 1987, I was visiting my mom in Italy. We were driving to a military base, listening to an American radio station there, when Dr. Demento Show came on. After that, the Sundays were Dr. Demento days, and I made sure every time the show came on, I was there. So,
thank you so much.
Super happy to announce and pleased to introduce Dr. Demento to the podcast.
Woo! Wind up your podcast.
Welcome. How you doing?
Oh, great. Out here in sunny Southern California. Well, kind of partly cloudy Southern California today.
Yeah, I need to spend more time in California. In fact, I was talking to a guy who came on my last Celtic Invasion vacation. I do these trips around the world with some fans, and I was saying, you know, California, I need to go do a trip to California. And he was starting to organize a little trip, so that might just happen in the future.
Well, okay.
But now I brought you on the show because I heard the news that the Dr. Demento Show is leaving terrestrial radio and moving strictly online.
Yes, that's the way it goes. We're going to actually have one station in Amarillo, Texas for a little longer, but basically it's online. We're charging forward into cyberspace. So that's kind of been where most of our action has been for a while anyway, so it's not a huge change.
Let's get started first by telling people all about you. I was so excited. I posted it on my fan group, and I had people saying, oh my God, that's so cool. And so... For people who don't know who you are, and, you know, poor souls, tell us about yourself. How did you get started doing your amazing show, comedy show, and where did it all begin?
Well, I play mad music and crazy comedy, and I play Spike Jones and Monty Python and Frank Zappa and Stan Freberg and Alan Sherman and Tom Lehrer and, of course, Weird Al Yankovic. It didn't actually start out that way, though. I became known in the 60s as a writer, somebody who knew a lot about the roots of rock and roll and had a decent record collection of rockabilly and doo-wop and R&B and that sort of thing. So I was originally brought into station KPPC in Pasadena, California, outside of Los Angeles in 1970 to do kind of a rare oldies program. That was a freeform station, a hippie progressive kind of radio station where the disc jockeys could and did play about anything that came to mind, perhaps we were most famous as the station that you heard Jimi Hendrix on, but they decided to bring me in to do a freeform rock oldies show instead of Blue Suede Shoes and In the Still of the Night and At the Hop, which the oldie station was playing. I played the obscure things, the B-sides, the forgotten memories of the past, and things like, you know, Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. That was a huge act in 1970 when the show started. But Sly had been making records for about 10 years before he ever had a hit. So I had many of those early records, so I'd play those and tell the story behind them, stuff like that. But I would always have a few funny records in the mix, things like Transfusion by Nervous Norvis or the Purple People Eater. And the more I played of that kind of thing, the more popular the show got. So without really intending to do that when I started, I became the funny record guy. And at first it was mostly older funny records, but then I started playing newer stuff, Frank Zappa for one, and then I started getting tapes in the mail from amateurs and semi-pros of all kinds, one of which was 16-year-old Alfred Yankovic, who became, of course, Weird Al.
Wow. I think I read somewhere that what was it? Another One Rides the Bus was done in your studio?
Yes, it was. That was done live on KMET in Los Angeles, September 14th, 1980. Probably the most momentous single live broadcast that I ever had.
Wow. That's just really cool. And so what was he like when he was a kid?
Oh, he was shy. He was very bright. Of course, he was valedictorian of his class. But at first, he was kind of shy and modest. And it so happened that that September 14th was as momentous for him as it was for me, because that's where he met Bermuda Schwartz for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
And Bermuda Schwartz is still his drummer to this very day. Yeah, they're out on tour together. As we speak, I'm sure they'll be in Texas. Yeah, they'll be in Texas, I think, next month.
Oh, actually, I'm now living in New Orleans right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. I don't know if they're coming there or not, but New Orleans, that's great.
Yeah, I moved down here last year, and I'll actually be moving to Alabama next year. So I'm a little bit in the moving stage. I just got married, and we're having a baby and all sorts of fun stuff. So.
And I notice you're getting just a little closer to Ireland with each move.
Yeah. You noticed that, huh?
Yes.
Well, Italy, my mom lived in Italy and still does. She has a house there. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, trying to visit family in Italy and such. And of course, Ireland is just spectacular and gorgeous. And Scotland, just got back from there. It's just amazing. So.
All right.
Now, here's something that I'm trying to figure out here. Brian Bowers, who... is in the auto harp world, is a god.
Yes.
Because he's an amazing auto harper, and most people don't realize that he's an auto harper, because I think most people that, like me, I first heard of him by singing The Scotsman. Did you introduce him to pretty much the world? I mean, how did that happen?
I guess I did. I mean, he just happened to cover The Scotsman, which was written by Mike Cross on one of his albums.
Right.
And somebody said, oh, you ought to play The Scotsman by Brian Bowers. It's funny. And so I went out and got a copy of the record. And sure enough, it worked perfectly for my show. But it started with a listener request. So
that's really that. I was just curious about that because, you know, as far as Celtic comedy music, I think that's like the quintessential. Someone said on my fan page today that comedy, Dr. Demento, and Celtic music, I don't see how that works. I'm like, dude, if you only knew. And of course, Brian Bowers was probably the first person I mentioned, so that's just fantastic. Now, you've been doing an internet show for a while. How's that working, and what do we expect to come? What do we expect to see in the future as far as what's happening with the new internet show?
Well, we hope it grows. It's been growing nicely so far. And as internet radio becomes easier for people to listen to, I'm sure it will keep on growing. When internet radio first started, you had to kind of know your way around a computer in order to listen to it. And you also had to have a real good connection. And now the high-speed internet is becoming more available.
How do people get to the new show, and what can they expect?
Well, it's drdemento.com, and it says listen to radio shows. Click here, and you click on that, and it will give you a list of all the shows we have available, with the current one on top. Of course, we post a new one every Saturday morning, and there's about 500 older shows that are also available,
wow.
So you can pick your favorite. We wish that they were free. It's not a podcast. We can't do that because I play so much, so many major label records that are not so-called podcast safe, but it is offered by audio streaming, and we charge $2 per show, or for $14.95 a month, you can get access to all our shows and hear them in a little better quality stream. But the basic stream, $2 for a whole show, and the newer ones run well over 2 hours each, so that's pretty cheap music, actually. Of course, that is not downloading. However, you can probably figure out how to record it. Probably the simplest way is to just use an external device of some kind, but there are ways that you can record it. We're really not supposed to talk about that. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
There are ways indeed for any of that sort of stuff. I think I came across a website a while back that was how to rip some of my songs from my podcast and put them so that they could keep them from themselves, since you know they're all instead of the big thing. But you know, it's one of those things that happens in the world, so you got to get it out there. So don't be too worried about that aspect. But now there's a lot of new artists coming up out there. You know, obviously the FUMP, the Funny Music Project, is a great resource. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions of great comedy music? New up-and-coming artists who you think are the next big thing, the next Weird Al, if we will?
No, there's no next Weird Al. We've got one, and he does a great job. There are other people who do excellent parodies. There's a guy who actually doesn't perform, but who writes a whole bunch of them. His name is M. Spaff Sumsian, and it sometimes seems like he writes lyrics to half the songs that are on the Fump. But
He wrote one for me, actually, and St. Patrick Never Drank, which I love.
All right, I like that one, too. But lyrics. So he's real good, and there are various people who have performed his stuff, including Steve Goody, who also is a fine writer himself, and Robert Lund, and many more, and the list goes on. Luke Ski was kind of the first of that generation to break through on my show, anyway. And it's funny, the first tape he sent me was total torture to listen to. It was so bad. But I realized that there was some talent there, some talent for writing and concocting funny lyrics. And gradually he got better and better at realizing his stuff on audio. So now he's become kind of a staple. And he kind of got that new generation started, which continues with other people like Devo Spice. Actually, he started before Luke did, but Luke became prominent a little.
Yeah, I love Devo Spice's music. I never thought I would like, you know, rap, period. But I listened to his stuff and I'm like, this is just so funny. You know?
There's also Power Salad, Chris Mezzalesta. Uh-huh. He goes way, way back too, but his stuff keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's Lemon Demon, who had the breakthrough with the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny a few years ago. His stuff keeps getting better, too. He hasn't had another, like, catchy hit like the Ultimate Showdown, but his new stuff is just real, real good. He makes films, too, and he's, like, just 22,
oh, nice.
I think. There's a lot of brilliant talent out there.
All right. Well, any final comments, any last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners that where they can find, you know, more of your stuff, maybe? I know you have a bunch of CDs, too. Where can people find those as well?
Well, we have the Demento Society, which is our fan club, and we offer memberships. We offer a package each year for $34.95, which includes a special CD, which is kind of the best of the last year's tapes by, or we call them the basement tapes, but CDs, whatever they are, by unsigned artists. And so it often includes a bunch of the things that made the countdown on my show, the top 10 during the preceding year. So we offer that plus a bumper sticker and a signed photo. I sign the photo directly to you with your name and all that good stuff. And so it's drdemento.com. You can get all the information there. And if you're interested in writing and performing songs, please send them to me. I cannot use just lyrics. It's got to be a recording, something I can play on the radio. And just make sure that the lyrics are understandable, and if it's nice and peppy and you can tap your feet to it, that makes it all the better.
Awesome.
And that's kind of all you need to do to get started, to send stuff to me, and if I like it real good, I'll play it. It's pretty much as simple as that. Nowadays, with the show being online, I can even play things with naughty words in them.
There is that definite advantage to being internet only.
Right.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Mark, a real pleasure to talk with you, and don't forget to stay demented.
And the pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on this podcast. And, you know, I'm looking forward to sharing it with others. So, and I will stay demented. As I said earlier, it was awesome to talk to Dr. Demento. And I hope you will head on over to his website, drdemento.com, and support him by checking out a show or whatever, you know, become a member of the Dr. Demento Society. It's a great way to support his he's brilliant. And I mentioned in the interview The Scotsman by Brian Bowers, and I decided to play that. This is from his CD Home on the Road. And I got to also say, you know, give you a vote of confidence for that entire CD. It is absolutely fantastic. The prison song on there is one of my absolute favorite songs. A few weeks back, we talked about the rating schedule. That's 4 or 5. It's somewhere up there. It's a brilliant song. So you wouldn't be missing out. And there's a whole bunch of great songs on that CD. So check it out. Head on over to brianbowers.com, or you can buy the CD on amazon.com or a bunch of other places. Here's Brian Bowers.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Master screen here somewhere.
Who has my glow-in-the-dark 20-sided?
Hey, I can't find my character sheet. Where's my character?
Oh,
there it is.
Beer. You're gonna have to roll a save.
It's in with the Cheetos.
I get somebody looking at my Dungeon Master screen more than dice. I know I gave it to somebody over here and I didn't get it back.
Roll for initiative.
I can't roll.
Ugh, now it's got yellow on it.
We were skulking through this dungeon, a mighty sorry lot. Old Galliard the fighter had been acting like a sot. Our cleric had colitis, our torches all were wet. But we had to find some treasure soon to get us out of debt. So Galliard and Sonya were itching for a fight.
Come here.
They both took the left fork while we went to the right. And that is when we heard it, the sound of rolling dice. We wondered why we had ignored these words of sage advice. Don't you know you never split the party? Clerics in the back, keep those fighters hale and hearty. The wizard in the middle, where he can shed some light. And you never let that damn thief out of sight. So then we heard this bellow from back around the bend. We turned around to see if there was aid that we could lend. And suddenly the corridor was covered up with orcs. We fell back in a panic, feeling like a bunch of dorks.
One of my dice up cubic zirconia.
The thief had pissed his leathers, our monk was turning blue. Our wizard got all flustered and he covered us with goo. The cleric swung his holy club, some orcish skulls to break. We tried to dodge his backswing as we pondered our mistake.
Don't you know you never split the party? Clerics in the back, keep those fighters hale and hearty. The wizard in the middle, where he can shed some light. And you never let that damn thief out of sight.
We finally found our fighters. They were hacking at a troll. They chopped off knees and elbows, but it kept on growing whole. Our wizard flung his fireball. His dice, they did not fail. He torched that troll and left our fighters roasting in their mail.
Barbecue.
The cleric had his hands full, apologies were said.
I'm sorry.
We swore an oath we'd stick together just like we were wed.
Yes,
but
dear.
Then we found that sneaky thief had vanished in the gloom. We caught him stuffing pockets in the secret treasure room.
I'm in politics.
Don't you know you never split the party? Clerics in the back, keep those fighters hale and hearty. The wizard in the middle, where he can shed some light. And you never let that damn thief out of sight. Don't you know you never split the party? Clerics in the back, keep those fighters hale and hearty. The wizard in the middle, where he can shed some light. And you never let that damn thief, you never let that damn thief, you never let that damn thief out of sight. One bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one left, see on me right, another on the left. I looked up a bit.
to see. All me young ladies go and kiss him goodbye.
He was barely a child of 23.
Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea.
I was faithful and waited when he went to sea.
All me young ladies go and kiss him goodbye.
For I knew we'd be wedded, my Jackie and me.
Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea.
Captain Jack met a mermaid when he went to sea.
All me young ladies go and kiss him goodbye.
In the blink of an eye, he forgot about me. I was less in his eyes than this beautiful maid. I loved and was true, this was how he repaid. Then he sent back his crew with a question for me. May I marry this mermaid that lives in the sea? Well, what would you do?
Give him the bird.
Now a girl of the land has two legs you can see, and her treasures between them find easily. But a mermaid's a fish from the waist to the ground, and in fish such a treasure has never been found. So I said, yes. Now my Jackie has left in the teeth of the gale for to marry some sea slug with crabs on her tail. Now he wails on the rocks, for he's not much too late, that the creatures of ocean and land cannot mate. Captain Jack is an asshole, it's easy to see.
All me young ladies, tell him piss off and die.
For he left all his gold and his best friend with me.
Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry off his balls in the gold northern sea. Tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can freeze off his balls in the gold northern sea.
That was a track by The Ravens. It's from their CD, Rise with the Moon, End of the Tale. Fun CD. Shadow.net/Ravens. That's double D in shadow. In shadow. And it's an awesome CD, too. If you want a good, fun, and not entirely comedic, but they got just a great sound. Great sound. Before that was The Jedi Drinking Test by the band I learned the song, what we call the Jedi Drinking Song from. That was the Dust Rhinos, dustrhinos.com. It's from their CD, Got Guinness. I first heard that song on mp3.com. I fell in love with it and had to learn it, and it became an essential part of the Brobdingnagian Bard's repertoire ever since. And still, to this day, I still play the song. So, hey, you can support that great band by heading over to dustrhinos.com. Tell them you heard them on the Pup Songs podcast. Before that was Emerald Rose with Never Split Up the Party. From their CD, Con Suite. That's up for all you role players out there. Yes, I spent my time playing Dungeons and Dragons growing up. And they have a bunch of fun songs as well. I think that's about it. Again, if you have a Celtic comedy song or artist that you really enjoy, I'd just like to hear about it. I'm not saying I'm necessarily going to play them on the show, but it might happen. I just want to know who you enjoy. So head on over to pubsung.com and post your comments. Now, a few upcoming shows before I head on out of this podcast. In Conjunction, next weekend in Indianapolis. Then I haven't gotten a confirmation for Lawrenceville, Georgia, but I do have a confirmation for Savannah, Georgia and Crestview, Florida. That's July 16th and 17th. Round Rock, just outside of Austin, I'll be there on July 24th. Then back to Indianapolis on August 6th. And then I have a Renaissance Festival in the Black... Oh, shoot, I forgot to write this down. The Black Villages Renaissance Festival up in Northeast Arkansas. I'm going to be there the last weekend of August, and then I'm back at Dragon Con. And Dragon Con, I'm so excited that I am now official guest, and I'm on the website. Head on over to dragoncon.org, and you can say hi to me there. So that's where I'm going to be in the near future. So if you have any questions or comments, drop your notes in the show notes at pubsong.com, and we're going to finish up this show. And I want to remind you also that I have big, big news that will be coming out next week. Yes, it will be officially announced. That means I have to hold myself to that, don't I? Damn it. Okay, it will officially be announced next week. So, Pub Songs Podcast, show number 61. Stick around for it. It's going to be really cool. So, we're going to finish it up with the Trinity River Wailers. This is Mr. Valentine's Dead. It's from their CD, Party in a Box. This is one of the top voted songs on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. So, head on over to TrinityRiverWailers.com. Notice how I said that slowly so I didn't, you know, get my tongue rolled around it. And that's about it. So, I will talk to you next Monday. Hopefully, I can get back in time and podcast in time to share this cool news next Monday. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Mr. Valentine's dead in his drink in Manhattan's, singing a coal miner's tune. In his daddy's tuxedo, his Fred Astaire shoes, he's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels are waiting down at the end of a bar. And they're drinking martinis and laughing at nothing and smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but that won't slow him down. Determined to stay on his feet. And he bangs on the table and orders around. And he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. And the angels are howling and drinking tequila and shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. And he hangs down his head, and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he never looked better. The priest will meet him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses to sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not who's finished his drink. La 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 la.
Pub Songs Podcast is produced by the godfather of Celtic music online, Mark Gunn. Post your feedback on our website at pubsong.com. And as always, support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.